One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, can't do it.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000, seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Please welcome Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hiya.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Cheers.
And where are you from?
Mithtydfil in South Wales.
Oh, good lad.
Yeah.
Good lad. And what do you do for a living?
I'm an Air Force engineer.
Oh, wow, OK, interesting job. How long have you been doing that? How long have you been in the Air Force?
13 years at the moment.
Wow, and you've done 11 tours of Afghanistan?
11 tours, yeah. Long, long time.
And you got a family, married, girlfriend?
I've got a girlfriend. She's going to cringe watching me on TV back home, but...
No, she'll be fine. She'll be loving it. Let's be honest, if you win some money, you're going to be giving it her anyway.
Exactly. She's already spent it. Holidays planned, but everything.
All right, fair enough, Dan. So, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. And at the moment, it's at 69 BPM. That's really good. It's just gone up to 73, but that's still quite low. If you can keep it at that, we'll be really happy because it means you've got more time to complete the rounds.
OK.
Do you think you can stay calm under the pressure?
No, but we'll see how we go.
Well, at least you're honest. So, before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Dan, let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Dan, this is the plate. This is where all the action takes place. And there are two rules to 1,000 Heartbeats. The first one, if you get a question wrong, we'll deduct 25 heartbeats. The second one, if you find a question too difficult or your heartbeat is racing and you're wasting too many heartbeats, you can step off the plate, but it'll cost you 50 heartbeats. Once you step on the plate, we'll change the questions.
OK.
All right, Dan, everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast. This is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, Dan, good luck. I'm not going to put any more worry on you, but remember, the missus is watching at home, and so are the lads in the office.
Cheers.
You are representing the Royal Air Force.
Thank you.
Good luck, pal.
Cheers.
It's gone down, look. All right, let's play contrast. Come on, Dan. All right, Dan, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Apple, orange, play, is traditionally the main ingredient used to make cider.
Apple.
Is the fruit synonymous with Seville in Spain and Florida in the US?
Orange.
Is the fruit in front of the man's face in René Magritte's painting The Son of Man?
Apple.
Is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter?
Apple.
Has a variety called Kanzi?
Orange.
Was the fruit that was shot off the head of William Tell's son?
Apple.
Is a technology brand launched in the UK in 1994.
Apple.
Is the name of a county in California.
Orange.
Has varieties called Valencia and Naval.
Orange.
Well done, Dan. Come on over. Technology question. You got Apple, a Californian iPod, iPhone company, mixed up with Orange, the telephone network.
I did.
But never mind, never mind. It's all right. You got a couple of wrong answers, and you peaked at 98 BPM. So that's not bad. But if you can keep your peak at 98, it means you've got loads more time to complete the round. You just got to eradicate those wrong answers because you just lost 50 heartbeats for two silly wrong answers. But never mind, Dan. We're in a good position. One more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. It's good, that, isn't it?
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, but don't look over there too much because we know your girlfriend's watching. All right, now they're going to be playing along to the beat of your heart. Obviously, the faster they're playing, the quicker your heart rate is going. The slower they're playing, the more time you'll get to complete the rounds, because that means your heart rate is really, really low. All right? So, Dan has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, it's worth £25,000. Now, remember, you must have enough heartbeats at the end of your round to complete our final round, which is cash out. And only by completing cash out will you take all the money that you've previously banked. All right, let's take a look at your next round. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Dan, it's round two. You've got 868 heartbeats remaining. Do you want to play on for 500 or cash out with 250?
I'll play.
All right, let's play. Good luck, my friend. This is reorder. Dan, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Easy Rider, Batman, The Departed, Chinatown, The Shining, As Good As It Gets. Jack Nicholson films, original release date, earliest to latest. Play.
Easy Rider. The Shining. As Good As It Gets. Chinatown. Shining. As Good As It Gets. Batman. As Good As It Gets. Departed.
Well done, Dan. On reorder, there's always a couple in the middle.
Yes.
That are always confusing. It's just those middle bits. But well done. You got three wrong, but you only used 122 heartbeats. If you think about it, 75 of those are wrong answers.
Yeah.
So if you've got to
cut them wrong answers out.
Exactly. And your heart rate is fantastic. It only peaked at 93 during that game.
Cool.
So that's not a problem. It's the wrong answers. Or, give it you straight, that's not a problem, it's your intelligence.
Yeah. Sugarcoat it.
But we're going to do all right. We're going to do all right, honest. So, after round two, Dan has banked £500. He's got 746 heartbeats remaining. All right, Dan, let's have a look at round three. It's unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Dan, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
I'll play on.
All right, decent money on the line now, Dan. Let's play unscramble. All right, Dan, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Objects. Play.
Clue.
Items of stationery.
Envelope. Four, notepad. Step off.
All right, steps off the plate, Dan.
Yep.
Envelope and notepad seem to come to you quite quickly, but let's just clear up these answers. We'll start with number one.
Pencil.
Pencil. It's jumping out at you. Any ideas with the second one?
No.
Folder.
Folder.
And number five?
Highlighter. All used on a daily basis for me.
Really? Oh, shocker.
Yeah, I know.
Shocker. All right, well, let's get rid of that. That's done. Let's take 50 heartbeats from 671. 621. So that's what you're left with to play the remaining rounds. You got two right, which means in the next question, you're looking for three correct answers. All right, let's play unscramble. All right, Dan, if you're ready, step onto the plate.
Objects. Play.
Clue.
Kitchen appliances.
Number one, fridge. Number two, kettle. Number three, microwave.
Yes, well done, Dan. Really good. Really good. Well done, pal. Three straight away on your second attempt at Unscramble. You used 175 heartbeats. You peaked at only 88.
Not too bad.
So you're really calm under pressure. All right. Dan has banked £1,000 and has 571 heartbeats remaining. How far will he go? Will he be able to cash out with £25,000? Find out after the break.
Prince's Golden Globe winning The Song of the Heart featured in which film? Madagascar or Happy Feet? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Prince's Golden Globe winning The Song of the Heart featured in which film? The answer is Happy Feet. Before the break, Dan's cool composure banked him £1,000 with 571 heartbeats still remaining. But will wrong answers cost him as he aims for the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, let's move on. Let's take a look at round four. It's Link. This is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, it's round four. You've got 571 heartbeats remaining, Dan. How are you feeling so far after those rounds that we've completed?
Pretty relaxed. I'm surprised at how many beats I've got left this far. It's just them wrong answers are killing me, so...
So, are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I'll play.
All right, we're going to play. Good answer. All right, let's play Link. All right, Dan, you need to find the four correct links. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
The Alhambra, the Parthenon, CN Tower, Forbidden City, Taj Mahal, Rockefeller Center. Link these world-famous landmarks to the city in which they're located. Play.
CN Tower, New York. CN Tower, Toronto. The Parthenon, Rome. Parthenon, Athens. Taj Mahal, Mumbai. Rockefeller Center, New York. Forbidden City, Mumbai. Step off.
Oh! Oh, damn. It was there. You only had one more link to get. You tried Taj Mahal, you tried Forbidden City. Let's take a look at the one that you were missing that would have completed Link. It is the Taj Mahal. Missing Agra.
Not a clue.
Ah. During that round, you got four wrong answers. And you stepped off the plate, so you've already lost 150 heartbeats. Vital, vital. It's not over yet. However, we've got to take 50 from 386, which is your total at the moment. It's 336. You still need to find one more answer. All right, Dan, for the second time, let's play Link. All right, Dan, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Jessie J, Lily Allen, Katy Perry, Rihanna. Link these female musicians to their debut solo albums. Play.
Beyoncé, Dangerously in Love.
Yes, well done, Dan. only needed one.
Only one.
Did you know them all?
I knew a couple of them, but right. I didn't want to say too much. I definitely get the Mick Ticknow out of me and work.
I was going to say, big fan of female artists. All right, well, you banked £2,500. Well done. And you peaked there at 85 beats per minute. Still relatively low. That's good.
It is.
Right, let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £5,000.
313 heartbeats remaining, Dan. Keep Up mathematics. Before you make that decision, how is your maths?
Awful.
Is it?
Absolutely awful. That's why
decision made.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so you've made that decision. Are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out £2,500?
Cash out, please.
All right. Dan, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Let's do this. Let's play cash out. So, Dan, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. And as always, a wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready to cash out with £2,500, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. A joey is the young of a kangaroo.
True.
Pop star Madonna was born in the 1950s.
False.
The maxilla bones form part of the foot.
True.
In the NATO phonetic alphabet, Jenny represents the letter J.
True. False.
DD is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Dundee.
True.
The Komodo dragon is named after an island in the Caribbean.
False.
The 1997 film Titanic was directed by Christopher Nolan.
False.
The rupee is the official currency of Pakistan.
True.
In the Philippines in 1975, boxer Muhammad Ali defeated Joe Frazier.
True.
Yeah! Well done, buddy.
You had me there.
I mean, you as well.
You're going to get some grief from your mates in the area about Juliet.
I know.
But well done. Congratulations, you've just won £2,500. What are you going to spend the money on?
A holiday, more than likely.
And you've got to remember the missus is watching.
Definitely a holiday.
All right, definitely a holiday. Where are you going to go, anywhere nice?
She wants to go to Hawaii, so...
Good grief, she's got the expensive taste, hasn't she?
She has.
What's wrong with Rill?
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Right then, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four where you cashed out with £2,500. Thank you for playing 1,000 Heartbeats,
pal.
All the best. Great to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you. Who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Leith. Hi, Leith. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Middlesbrough.
All right.
Yes.
All the way up there.
All the way up there.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in the public sector.
All
and
right.
I'm a team leader, yeah.
Oh, team leader?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It does seem that you've got a high pressure job being a team leader. But what do you do to relax?
I love my music. I love rock music. It's my big thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And my husband's just got a motorbike after donkey's years, and that's our little jaunts on the motorbike.
Oh, so you ride pillion, do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't ride. I've got no balance. I'd be off around the corner. Wait, knee down. Yeah, it wouldn't be happening.
So you're quite a rock chick, really?
Oh, good, yeah. Yeah, deep down.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. So hopefully you're going to motor through these rounds.
Yes.
And hopefully she'll be a walk in the park.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Well, we wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Leith, we really do. So, throughout the game, we'll be monitoring your heart rate. Let's take a look at it now. It's 100 BPMs.
Ooh.
That's the equivalent of watching a horror movie. So maybe it's just the lights of the studio, you know, my cologne, you never know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I did shower though, but it's a bit whiffy. A bit nervous myself.
Didn't like to see.
So you need to stay calm under pressure because the quicker your heart rate, the less time you'll have to complete all seven challenges. Yeah. So without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. We don't want to see that number reach zero. All right, you ready?
I am.
Lee, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Leith, everyone starts with the same opening round. It is contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Are you ready?
I am.
We wish you all the very best of luck. Let's play contrast. Now, Leith, you need to get seven questions right. Compose yourself. If you're ready, please, Leith, step onto the plate.
Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, play. Daniel Radcliffe plays the character...
Harry Potter.
The 1950s saw the publication of...
The Lord of the Rings.
Peter Jackson directed...
The Lord of the Rings.
Eight feature-length films have been made in the series about...
Harry Potter.
Universal Studios in Florida has a themed area based around...
Harry Potter.
Tengwar is a language used in...
The Lord of the Rings.
The film series which grossed higher at the worldwide box office is...
Harry Potter.
Yes! Stop the heartbeat! Come on, Lee! Well done. That was fab. You did really, really well. You got all seven, bang, straight away. Yeah. Well done. You used 82 heartbeats.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's really good. Yeah. It really is really good. You've got 918 remaining. Your heart rate peaked at 110.
Right.
So not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Well done. So, after round one, Leith has banked £250 and she's got 918 heartbeats remaining. That's a lot. Will it help her on her journey towards 25 grand? Find out after the break.
Who starred as Jonathan Hart in US detective series Heart to Heart? Dirk Benedict or Robert Wagner? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who starred as Jonathan Hart in US detective series Heart to Heart? The answer is Robert Wagner. Before the break, Leith from Middlesbrough played the perfect first round, answering every question correctly. With 918 heartbeats remaining, can she go all the way to the £25,000 jackpot?
Let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works, Leith.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Leith, it's round two. It's reorder. Are you going to play for £500 or would you like to cash out for £250?
I'll play.
Of course you're going to play. All right, Leith, let's play reorder. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leith, you need to reorder six answers. If you're ready, if you're feeling composed, please step onto the plate.
Montreal, Canada. Berlin, Germany. Atlanta, United States. Beijing, China. Rome, Italy. Sydney, Australia. Cities. Year they hosted the Olympics. Earliest to latest. Play.
Rome, Italy. Sydney, Australia. Beijing, China. Atlanta, United States. Berlin, Germany. Montreal, Canada. Beijing, China. Rome, Italy. Beijing, China. Atlanta, United States. Montreal, Canada. Sydney, Australia. Atlanta, United States. Beijing, China. Sydney, Australia. Beijing, China.
Yes, go home, Lee. Come on, Lee. Oh, we got there in the end.
Oh, I tell you, that was a long one.
Oh, we got there in the end. Unfortunately, we heard that wrong buzzer several times. 10 times,
yes,
in fact. And so 10 times 25?
Mm-hmm. 250.
As well as the time that you used to actually play the game. That's quite a lot.
It's a heck of a lot,
It is. And considering that in the first round, you used 82 heartbeats, that's quite a lot that you just
used. It is. It's a phenomenal amount, isn't it?
It really is.
I don't look at that screen over there.
Don't worry about it, because hopefully, by you staying calm, we can regain some of those heartbeats that you've just lost.
Could we maybe bring a sofa in and I can just recline?
Maybe, yeah. Would you like a coffee or a tea? No, you don't want to drink coffee. That messes your heart, doesn't it? We'll have a green tea.
Yeah.
All right. So, after round two, Leith has banked £500 and has got 563 heartbeats remaining. That second round was a bit of a shocker. Let's have a look at round three, shall we? It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, it's round three, Leith. You've got 563 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out for £500?
I'm going to play on.
Good girl, we're going to play on. All right, excellent stuff. Let's play Assemble. Leith, you need to find the 5 missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Play.
One. 8. 7. 10. 9. 12.
Last one.
6.
Well done, Lee. That was good. That was really, really good. You did really well because, as you heard from our string quartet, they weren't playing that fast. So you were quite composed throughout the whole of that, even though you just got 2 wrong, 50 heartbeats off your total, as well as the time it took you. You did all right. You did really, really well. So, after round three, Leith has banked £1,000 and has 430 heartbeats remaining. Right, let's reveal your next round. It's Identify. Leith, I think you'll like this one. This is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a statement. You will then be shown a list of 8 answer options. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Leith.
Yep.
So far, how do you think it's going?
Apart from the second round, all right.
Yeah, the second round was a bit of a shock.
It was a bummer, wasn't it?
It was, but if you can play the next few rounds, like you played the first and the third, well, I think we'll be flying.
Yeah.
If you do win a substantial amount of money, what would you spend it on?
I'd like to do a creative kukri course.
OK.
And write a book afterwards, because I love cooking. And I've always wanted to write a book, so I'd love to combine the two.
Combine the
two?
So should we crack on?
Yes, we will. Right.
Are you going to play on for £2,500 or are you going to cash out for £1,000?
In for a penny, in for a pound, I'll do it.
Good girl, that's what we like to see. All right, let's play Identify. Good luck, Leith. Now, Leith, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
BMW, Porsche, Volvo, Skoda, Audi, Lexus, Saab, Volkswagen. Car companies founded in Germany. Play.
BMW. Audi. Volkswagen. Porsche.
Yes! Got the Harveys! Well done, Lee. Well done indeed. Fabulous stuff. Once again, four straight away, all the right answers, no wrong answers, which is important. Mm-hmm. And you managed to complete that in 41 heartbeats.
Really?
Just 41 heartbeats. That's really good.
Yeah.
Because it means we've recouped some of the heartbeats that we lost in the second round. Mm-hmm. Well done. You must be well chuffed.
I am. I was really pleased when I saw that one come up. Yeah, well, my husband's motorbike's a BMW as well, so there was
there
a start.
Go.
Yeah, we used
there
to have an Audi.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, camper van was a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days. So well done, Leith. We're doing all right. We're doing all right. After round four, Leith has banked £2,500. She's got 389 heartbeats remaining. It's a lot of heartbeats to try and bank us some more cash. Fingers crossed. We'll find out how Leith gets on after the break.
Whose version of the song Heartbeat peaked higher in the UK singles chart? Buddy Holly or Nick Berry? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you whose version of the song Heartbeat peaked higher in the UK singles chart. The answer is Nick Berry. Before the break, Leith played an amazing game of Identify, using just 41 heartbeats to complete it. With 389 heartbeats remaining, she now has a big decision. Will she play it safe or play Keep Up for £5,000?
All right, Leith, let's reveal round five. It's mathematics.
Oh, joy.
Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will become the subject of the next sum. You must complete three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So earlier on we were talking about your job.
Yeah.
You're a team leader.
Yeah.
And you must work with a lot of numbers.
I do, but luckily I've got a calculator.
Unfortunately, in this game, we're not going to give you a calculator. You've got 389 heartbeats remaining. But remember that you need enough heartbeats to cash out.
Yes.
So, Leith, are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to choose to cash out the £2,500?
You know what? I'm going to go for it. You know, it's an experience.
All right, we're going to dive feet first.
Yes.
We're going to go for it. It's arithmetic, it's Keep Up, there's no calculator.
Yes, and it's dire.
All right, well, good luck. Yes. Let's play Keep
Up.
Leith, you need to complete three sequences. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
One, play. Add 11.
12.
Multiply by 3.
36.
Subtract 15.
21.
Multiply by 3.
63.
Add 8.
71.
Subtract 60.
11.
Divide by 11.
1.
2.
Sequence number 2.
Multiply by 18.
36.
Add 35.
71.
Subtract 32.
33. 38.
Try again.
39.
Divide by 3.
13.
Add 41.
54.
Divide by 6.
Oh. 12, 24, 30, 48. 8. Oh, 6, 6, 12. 12, 18, 24, 30, 36, 42, 7. 9.
Add 13.
22.
Divide by 11.
2.
One more, last sequence.
3. Squared.
9.
Multiply by 15.
135.
Add 312.
47. 447.
Subtract 93.
354.
Divide by 2.
170. Ah!
Come
270,
on!
170. 170. Oh, can't do it! 100. Oh. Gone. It's gone. 170. 104. 150. 172.
177. Oh! Oh!
Oh, God, I just got stuck on that one.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, it happens all the time. When a question comes up that really flummoxes people, your heart rate went through the roof.
Oh, will it done? Yeah.
It really did. I mean, you know, you heard from the string quartet, they were going really, really fast when they were playing there. Unlucky lead.
Yes.
We were on the road
success. I didn't have enough fingers and toes. I was thinking, do 12s, and then I thought, no, because then you'll just confuse yourself because you have to divide it by two.
Unluckily, commiseration. I
never
really feel
mind.
For you. Thank you for playing.
Oh, it's been a hoot.
Lead from Middlesbrough, hoot. You've been fab. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Barham.
Hi, Barham. Hiya.
Baron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
Originally from Belfast, but now living in London.
And what do you do for a living, Baron?
I'm a sales trainer.
Okay, so is it a high-pressure job?
At times, yeah. So, you know, you've got hungry salespeople wanting to increase their skills and you have to give them something that they need and want.
All right, fair enough. And what do you do to relax? How do you chill out?
I have been described as an 80-year-old in a 30-person's body because I absolutely love gardening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've got green fingers. So every Saturday I'll be in the garden. I'm growing chilies at the moment.
And chilies are your thing, is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely.
You've
love
got
chilies.
An extensive collection of chilies in your back garden.
Yeah, so this year I'm growing 14. Anything from a kind of a medium heat right up to the hottest one you can get.
Oh, really? And have you tried the hottest one, or are you just growing it
no,
so that you could impress your mates?
I have tried it once.
That's all you need.
It was a 6-minute experience I don't want to repeat.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. As it stands, it's 97 beats per minute. That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good, to be honest with you. You need to stay calm under the pressure because obviously the faster your heart rate goes, the less time you'll have to complete all the rounds. All right. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Do you understand?
I do.
All right, my friend, let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Baron, everyone starts their game with the same round. That is contrast, and here's what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck, my friend. Let's play contrast. All right, Baron, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Japan, China, play. Mount Fuji is an active volcano in...
Japan.
Tokyo is the capital city of...
Japan.
The Yangtze is a major river located in...
China.
The yen is the official currency of...
Japan.
In 2003, the third country to successfully launch a person into space was...
China.
The country with a population of around 127 million is...
China.
In 2014, the world's third largest economy in terms of GDP belongs to...
China.
A famous wall around 4,000 miles long is located in...
China.
Mount Everest is on the border of Nepal and...
Japan.
Akihito followed his father Hirohito as emperor of...
Japan.
Stop the heartbeat! Come on, Baron. Three wrong answers.
Yes.
Three wrong answers cost you 75 heartbeats. You've got 810 remaining. It cost you 190 that round. How are you feeling after that?
Yeah, not too bad. I think the geography questions were the more challenging ones.
A couple of them seem like guesswork.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide which ones.
Yeah, but well done, well done. You got through it. So, after round one, Barham has banked £250. He's used 190 heartbeats. All right, Barham, let's take a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Barham, you've got 810 heartbeats remaining. It's Unravel, it's wordplay. What are you thinking?
Yeah, words are OK, really depending on how complex they are, but we shall see.
Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I'm going to play on.
All right, good man. Let's play Unravel. All right, you need to unravel six words, Barham. If you're ready, feeling calm enough, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Grapes.
That's right.
Accident. Problem. Official. Studio. Favourite.
Yes, on the heartbeat. Well done. Excellent gameplay. Well done. Well done. We talked about it. No wrong answers.
Yes.
All correct. Six straight away. Well done.
Thank
Cheeky
you.
Little smile on your face there,
Barham. Yeah, that was slightly easier than the first one.
You've got 725 heartbeats remaining. That was fab. That was the perfect round. It really was. If we can keep the rest of the gameplay like that, then hopefully we'll win a lot of cash. All right, Barham, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Barham, it's round three. Assemble is a logic game. It's like a giant jigsaw.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I quite like jigsaws, so, looking forward to this one.
Gardening and jigsaws?
Yeah, do you know, I get older by the day.
Double fist pump me. Boom, blow it up. Nice. We're going to do all right. I'm quite excited about this. I think you'll do all right, Barham. So, are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out at £500?
I'm going to play on.
All right, good man. Here we go. Let's play Assemble. Good luck. All right, Barham, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Mickey Flanagan. Play.
Eleven. Four. Ten. Nine. Three.
Yes! Stop the heartbeat! Wicked. That was really good. It only took you 79 heartbeats.
Really?
Because you got no wrong answers.
Okay.
That was excellent stuff. Really pleased for you. You've banked £1,000. We're doing really, really well. You've got 646 heartbeats remaining. Unfortunately, Baron, we're out of time. So you'll have to join us next time to find out on 1,000 heartbeats how he gets on. We'll see you then.